Last fall, two members from the Archangel-based gay rights group Rockers visited Portland to raise awareness about the struggles the gay community faces in Russia. Ever since, says Portland activist Robert Lieber, the situation in Archangel, known in Russia as Arkhangelsk, has only gotten worse for the delegates and the director of Rockers.
They've been summoned to the Arkhangelsk City Prosecutor's Office three times, all to explain the nature of their visit to Portland, Maine. At the end of the interviews, the prosecutors tell them that they are foreign agents. This intimidation was done in tandem with grossly slanderous as well as informed placed articles in the Arkhangelsk newspapers and blogs.
Lieber says the intimidation has escalated to the point that gay activist careers are now at stake. One of the delegates, the director of Rockers, as well as another member of the group, are all being pressured to give up their activism or lose their teaching and research jobs at Northern Arctic Federal University.
This is a witch hunt. This witch hunt must end now on the citizens of Arkhangelsk.
Lieber and other Portland activists say their information is based on daily contact with members of Rockers, as well as online reports. Charlotte Rosenthal, a former professor of Russian studies at USM and a founding member of the Portland Sister City Committee, says the Portland City Council should show it objects to civil rights violations.
We do have some leverage. The trips to the United States that we sponsor are very desirable.
The city of Portland, she says, should suspend visits with Archangel government officials.
I'm not sure that's the best way to achieve an end, which I think we all share.
Portland City Councilor Ed Suslovic has visited Archangel five times, most recently in April, when he says he had an open, honest discussion about civil rights issues.
Some of my colleagues, elected officials over there, are not far apart from where I stand. A lot of common ground in terms of civil rights. Does that mean that just because they're a government official, they should not be allowed to come here? I'm not sure that's constructive.
Suslovic says he communicates regularly with members of the Russian gay rights group Rockers through Facebook and email. To date, he says, he hasn't received any requests from members to halt visits with government officials.
This is a Portland-led initiative.
Megan LaSala is a USM student and one of the organizers of the campaign. She says Portland gay rights supporters decided cutting off Archangel government officials was the best move after consulting with Russian activists and human rights groups.
What we're seeing now is really these trips to Portland and to the U.S. are really just lending legitimacy to these officials that we know are corrupt, that we know are putting pressure on the university to force these organizers to retire. And so I really don't believe at this point that asking nicely is going to affect any change in this situation.
The group has launched an online petition. Depending how successful it is, Ed Suslovic says the city council would consider changing its policy toward Archangel. But for now, he thinks it's better to keep Portland's door open.
I think that as long as we can have open, honest discussion, I feel like that at least holds the hope of progress.
Suslovic says Portland is considering setting up a visit with members of the Archangel community this fall, but plans for when and exactly who are not yet firm. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.